Hey, Paul.
Hey, Mason.
Glad you could make it. Your timing's really good. We just got to a spot where Elvis and Lowry can stop.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Hi, Paul.
All right, you want me to fill you in, or...
Nah. It's better this way.
All right, no explanations needed. All right, so let's get you started off. You are a cat man living in a temple to the god Glute. You're an orphan, and you were taken in by the leader of the temple, a guy named Namir.
Yep.
All right, well, in the morning, your bedroom door is open, and then Namir knocks on the door afterward. Namir is a portly man. A little overweight, some might say, but he practices the art of sumo. He's bald and has a pair of glasses, though he takes the glasses off when he fights. Paul, you mind if I come in?
Does he do this with my door all the time?
Yeah, he never knocks until after he's opened.
No, sir. I was just waking up.
Good. I wanted to catch you before you begin your day. He sits down on your bed. Now, Paul, I know that you've been with us for a while. What is it now, about 10 years?
12, sir.
12 years. Well, when you get to my age, you know how it is. Time just passes right by you. And I know I've been saying that we were going to get you some proper training. And I'll just keep saying, you know, tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
I'm aware, sir. I've been excited.
Well, I'm sorry that I just keep putting it off. I keep thinking I'll get to it the next day. And, you know, something else comes up. I got so many clerical duties to attend to. And I just never get around to it.
Well, sir, the god Glute expects a lot from us all. You know, I keep myself busy. I scrub the floors and everything.
That you do, Paul. You're very diligent. I mean, I've seen you working. A lot of the boys younger than you have already gotten their masters, but you've been slipped by.
Well, you know, not all of them take the training as seriously, sir. And some of the younger boys have injured themselves early on and have wound up doing the same work that I've done.
The path of attainment is difficult and fraught with many mundane dangers. The body is only as pristine as you can build it to be. And if you have a weak foundation, you will have a weak temple within yourself.
That's right, sir. That's the, Scrolls of Foundation, right?
It is, Paul. Very good. Of course, I didn't come here just to quote scripture at you. No, I think it's time that we finally set you up with a master, true and blue.
Really? Sir? For real?
Yeah, I've been putting it off, and I actually found one for you. I picked someone out, and I know that you're super excited to begin. But first thing, tomorrow morning, you'll be introduced formally.
Thank you, sir. I mean, I would be happy to continue to serve the temple regardless, but I you know how I really feel about this.
I know, Paul. You wanted nothing but. You've asked me time and time again, and I told you I would, so it's time that I did.
Can I know who it is? Who's the master?
Oh, don't worry, Paul. I picked you out someone who's appropriate. The two of you will get along very well together, I'm sure. But for now, just focus on your regular duties. Get yourself mentally prepared, because as of tomorrow, you're starting on a new adventure, a new journey.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. The happiness is all the thanks I need. All right, I have to get back to my responsibilities. I will see you tomorrow bright and early.
Thank you again.
All right, now. He gets up and he goes. The rest of your day goes as routine. You scrub the floors, you sweep, and all the other stuff you're supposed to do. If you bring it up with any of your brothers at the temple, they say pretty tight-lipped about who your master is supposed to be. Some of them find your enthusiasm a little contagious, but others try to get you to stay focused on the mundane tasks that you're meant to fulfill. The evening rolls around, and then Lowry and Elvis, what are you guys up to?
We have to find another member, for Matios's sake.
We could respect Matios's death by not killing someone else.
Matios would want his beer money to go to a new mouth. That's what I want, Lowry. If I die, I want you to take my beer money and give it to someone else.
Have you ever even had beer?
I want someone else to try beer for the first time on my behalf if I die.
You know, you could buy someone else a beer while you're alive.
But that's awkward. There's no pretense. Okay, look. I got another name on here. It says Paul, and he's listed as a catman. We've met a dragon man and a lizard man, and I'm a man man. So if we get a cat man, that's a new experience.
Elvis, you can't just choose team members based on the fact that they're not human.
Why not?
Because what if there's other meritocratic reasons for choosing them?
Like what?
Like how big they are.
Oh, a weight advantage would be a big deal.
Cat men are probably very small. Have you seen a cat?
Do you think he's small like a house cat?
He very well could be.
But wait, you said that the opinions of others shouldn't matter.
Well, he shouldn't care about the opinions of others. But we can care about our own opinions of him.
But if our opinion of him is negative, then that would mean he wouldn't get this opportunity, which would affect him.
It has an impact on him, yes. Our opinion does. But He's probably doing his own thing.
What if his own thing is waiting for someone to come by and give him this job, even though he's only like 2 feet tall?
He can't be 2 feet tall. Have you ever seen a house cat that's 2 feet tall?
How much is a foot? 1 foot tall. House cat's about 1 foot tall, right?
I mean, I guess the guy would make a good snack if we get hungry.
You think he might be a chef?
Yeah, he could make food.
Well, let's see where he is. If he's nearby, we can go tonight.
Looks like he lives in the Temple of Glutei, which is actually just north of your old house, Elvis.
Oh, he lives in my old neighborhood.
So he's a spoiled rich kid. Go figure, that would be typical for a cat.
No, it says he lives at a temple.
A temple? That's even worse. You know, the religious are very close-minded. They're not open to philosophy.
Really? I thought religion was philosophy.
No, it's not philosophy. It's dogma.
But how can he do dogma if he's a cat?
You know, if you want to waste your time, fine. I bet he won't even want to join us. He'd probably want to hook up with one of the other rich kids.
Well, there's no way to find out but to go. Let's go!
And away! You guys head off to the rich district again, and under the twinkling stars, you find yourself outside the gates of the Temple of Glutei. They close them normally at night, but there's always someone there in case anyone comes begging.
Excuse me, Mr. Priest, sir? We're looking for a Paul.
The priest on the other side of the gate is a muscular guy with a square jaw. Paul? You mean Paul the Catman?
Yes, exactly. Paul the Catman.
Well, okay. You wait right here. I'll go get him. Paul, you're just about to fall asleep when there's a knock at the door.
Well, it's not already open, so it must not be Namir. Yes, hello?
Your brother Bubblegum opens the door. Hey, Paul? There's some people out front who want to see you. One of them's dressed up like a knight, and the other one's like a dragon guy, I think.
Did they say what they want?
I didn't ask, sorry.
Oh, okay, let me get my clothes on. I'll be there in just a second.
Elvis, Lowry, the brother comes back and he tells you, he says it'll be a second. And then he stands aside and goes back to sentry. Soon, Paul, you're at the gate. And standing on the other side is a young man dressed up like a knight, as promised, and a very large lizard man. Not actually a dragon man, a lizard man. You scarcely know the difference, but this guy looks a little bit more like a crocodile. He's also completely naked. You're not sure if that's normal for his species or what. Lowry and Elvis, this cat guy on the other side is not a little guy. He's a little bit shorter than the average person, but he's got a wiry, muscular build like a chimp, and you imagine he could probably rip your head off.
Hello, Mr. Paul. We're friends from the guild.
Look over at Bubblegum. What guild?
Bubblegum shrugs.
The adventuring guild. You know, the one with the dungeon that we go in.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me something about some pamphlets. Here, let me come outside.
Oh, that's okay. We could come inside.
Oh, no, that's okay. Brother Bubblegum, can you get the gate, please?
Oh, yeah, sure thing, bro. Bubblegum unlocks the gate and lets you out.
Let's walk while we talk. I think a little bit better when my feet are in motion. You know, as Glutei says, a body in motion floats more nimbly in the sea of thought.
What does that even mean?
It means like exercise helps you concentrate and stuff.
How?
Well, like, you do a couple of squats and it kind of wakes you up and gets the blood flowing, and then even for mental challenges, you feel better.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the founding principles of Glutei. Exercise increases performance of mind, body, and soul.
That sounds like something you'd say if you were trying to get somebody to exercise.
I mean, it is what that is. Can we walk?
All right, fine, but not because it's going to make me any smarter.
I had no idea exercise could make you smarter. I wonder if I've been smart this entire time, and I just didn't know.
They say that there's different ways of being smart, and, did you guys say you were with the guild? Like, the adventuring guild?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your name was on the list, and it turns out that if you put together an independent team, you can go in the dungeon whenever you want.
Actually, legally, no. But laws are an illusion created by the state.
They told me that I could go in whenever I wanted, and that...
Yeah, you can go in whenever you wanted.
I meant that I could go down to one of the curator offices whenever I was ready, on my own time, and no one was going to come to my house.
Oh, they didn't tell us that.
Yeah, they gave us a list with your name on it. Did you know you're registered at the office that's also a bar?
No. There's no guild office that's a bar.
You haven't met Rosendo yet, have you?
Look, I don't know the name. I just filled out the paperwork and I handed it over. Okay, that's all I know.
Well, how are you going to get your first assignment? You have to go to Rosendo.
Because I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. And I don't want the guys at the temple to know I signed up. They don't look fondly on that kind of thing.
Oh, why not?
Well, the dungeon delving stuff is all about worldly possession, you know? You do it for money, and a lot of people splurge it on beer, famously. The temple kind of frowns on worldly possessions.
Oh, they do they? Well, it's nice that somebody in this city is talking a little bit of sense. Although I guess it is religious sense, so they probably talk about it in a really strict, dumb, dogmatic way.
Are you an atheist?
I am a philosopher, It's far better than atheism. It's using your own brain.
Lowry knows all the secrets of meditation.
Oh, yeah, meditation. You know, the masters at the Temple of Glutei can fall asleep in any circumstance. That's how good they are.
Is that what masterful meditation is?
No, Elvis, no.
Because I may have mastered meditation just recently.
Okay, no. To master meditation, you have to be able to completely clear your thoughts under any circumstances.
I feel like that's me most days.
Look, what do you guys want? You can't just come to the temple asking after me, okay? Otherwise, they're going to ask questions. There's no way I can do this thing.
Okay, well, we won't tell the temple. We just really want to go in the dungeon again. And we want you to be on our team.
Well, when?
We do have an appointment tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we do have a thing tomorrow.
Tomorrow's kind of a big day for me, guys. I don't know if I can...
Oh, okay. See, Elvis, other normal people have important life things that don't involve going in dungeons.
Can we schedule around it? When's your thing?
Well, the bulk of it's in the morning. When's the appointment?
First thing in the evening.
You know what? Maybe this is a sign. Yeah, you know what? I will do it. I'll be there.
Great. Oh, also, could we stay at the Temple of Glutei?
The temple?
Elvis, we have a perfectly good cave outside the city.
But it's so far outside the city, we have to walk all day.
It's good for you. The Glutei man just said it was good for your brain.
I have been walking all day. My brain is tired.
You were asleep for a lot of the day. I watched you.
Well, we've walked a lot since then.
Oh, wait. Actually, does anyone at the Temple of Glutei know how to sew up, like, a cut or whatever?
Yeah, we have temple doctors.
Oh, okay, great. Open up one of my bandages. I really need someone to look at this.
He is showing you a deep gash. It looks like it was left there by some kind of stabbing implement and then was pulled out again with a lot of inexpertise.
Yeah, I doused it in some booze I got from a homeless man, and I'm not entirely sure it was booze, but it stung like heck.
Okay. I guess I can't rightly turn away someone in medical need. Let's go back to the temple, but please, please, I am begging you, do not tell anyone that I've signed on with the Adventuring Guild.
Hey, I couldn't tattle on the guy who sewed up my wounds.
And I won't tattle on the guy who saved my mentor's life.
I told you I'm not going to die. My people do not get infections easily.
That is just what you'll say before you get a nasty infection.
Paul, you lead them back to the temple and you take Lowry to the temple doctor. They agree to let them both stay so long as they do some menial work and are respectful of the temple itself. This allows you all to get a bed for the night. And in the next morning, Paul, your door is opened, and Amir then knocks.
Good morning, Master.
Good morning, Paul. I hope you're excited for the big day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when do we begin?
Well, see yourself to the spar and circle, and the ceremony can begin. Elvis and Lowry, you guys are roused by the activity. It seems like all the monks are congregating around a circle in the back courtyard of the temple. Paul is brought out. He's wearing a bright red silk robe decorated with flowers. Looks a little threadbare. It's probably been used for a bunch of different ceremonies for many different members. Around his neck, he wears a necklace of bacon. In his pockets are stuffed several boiled eggs.
Morning, Paul. Are you gonna eat those?
Oh, no, these are symbolic. They represent a healthy breakfast for building muscles and also strong minds and a strong soul and heart and all the rest of the stuff.
Do you get to eat it at any point?
Yeah, after the ceremony, I can eat it.
Are you gonna share?
It's a lot of boiled eggs, so yes.
Namir stands up in the center of the circle. My brothers of Glutei, today we shall honor both master and student by uniting the two. Before you stands the student, Paul, who has waited diligently and worked hard in our halls. Each of you know Paul. Would any of you stand up and speak in favor of his education? The brothers all murmur their assent. Aye, aye, aye. Paul! Do you seek the master to achieve enlightenment in body, spirit, and heart?
Yes, sir. Aye.
Then, Paul, I present to you a master. Would the master step forward? Then, with some uncertainty, a boy of no more than about 13 steps forward. Paul, you know this kid. It's Milton. He came to you probably about 3 or 4 years ago. He got a master about 2 or 3 years ago. He very recently achieved a level when he should be teaching someone else, but typically it would be a young kid several years below his age. If this follows the usual course, Milton will be your master for about 2 years. Namir says, those of you brothers, you all know Milton. Has he achieved the necessary expertise to act as a master to a student? And the temple is quiet at first. Then someone says, aye. And then the rest of the voices kind of patter in. Aye. Polite at first, and then a little stronger. Then it is decided. Pa will have a master from which to learn. And Milton shall now have a student from which he himself is expected to learn, though in a different way. The brothers chant together. To master the body is to master the mind, is to master the body. The two of y'all will now spar in your first battle as student and master. We will see now where you have yet to go. And again, when you are ready to part, we will see how far you have come. Master, student, please enter the circle. Paul, they take away your robes and your necklace of bacon.
I enter the circle.
Milton enters as well. Paul, how would you like to approach this? If you defeat Milton in single combat now, you'll shame him. But you have a clear weight and height advantage over him. Even if he is more skilled, there's really no way that he should beat you. If you throw the fight, the brothers will know it. Namir has set you up with a no-win situation where neither of you can leave the ring with honor.
I concede. I know full well I am longer of limb, greater of weight, and more aged of mind. But I am lacking in the most basic of forms, and desire to know more. For this, I need a master. And for that, I submit to you, my master, Milton. I bow to Milton.
Milton bows in return. The brothers applaud. Namir steps out again. Paul has been vanquished. He has much to learn and has just begun his journey. When we see him in this circle again, he will have grown tenfold. You are now dismissed as master and student to begin the walk upon your path. The priests give you back your bacon and your eggs. Some of them congratulate you, and then the crowd disperses.
Master Milton, I am ready to begin whenever you are. My time is yours.
Okay, Paul. I am excited to be your master. Thank you. We should begin training right after breakfast, I think.
As you say, Master.
Wow, that was cool. I like the part where he talked to everyone in a big loud voice. Hey, are you going to eat all that bacon?
No, you can have it.
Can I get an egg?
Yeah, take the eggs. Take them all.
Thanks. Show that little kid. He's going to be your master now, huh? Going to teach you how to fight and stuff? Does that mean you don't know how to fight?
No, I know how to fight. The other brothers teach me stuff.
They make some really good bacon.
You're just saying that because you haven't eaten in 24 hours.
So you excited for the big thing tonight?
I mean, I guess. Can't possibly be as bad as this.